Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio Live. This is your host, Jim Masters, and we're going to be welcoming Dee Davey to our show in just a moment. Very excited to do that. She's incredible at what she does, and it's going to be a fascinating conversation about her being a passionate and top-notch real estate professional licensed in the state of Texas since 1978, the co-owner of Davey Guzman Realty. Since 2002, Davey Guzman Realty has been the go-to real estate wonderful professional with over 45 years of experience and knowledge in every aspect of the buying and selling process, which is something really, really terrific to know. She's also an accredited buyer, representative, certified residential specialist, and a luxury home specialist. As one of the most highly sought after and widely recognized agents in the country, Dee is a creative industry trendsetter who loves connecting with people. She treats all her clients like family. Living in Arkansas since 1975, or Arkansas, she moved to Mansfield, Texas, and Dee wholeheartedly agrees, as Mansfield boasts, which is kind of exciting, excellent schools and safe family communities, great shopping areas with plenty of restaurants and cafes, entertainment values, and low crime rates. And with its beautiful tree-lined streets, friendly neighbors, as well as white picket fence lifestyle, it is a suburban dream. Many potential home buyers and investors are taking a step back from purchasing and hoping that housing prices or interest rates will drop. While to this, Dee points out how at the moment there are not enough homes available, and that may continue to be the case for some time. Thus, Dee strongly advises individuals, if you have the funds to buy, do so and not wait for interest rates or prices to go down. While you're waiting for interest rates to drop, the prices of homes continue to rise, negating the benefit of the lower interest rates. Dee continually invites people to learn about the process of buying homes and very much enjoys educating individuals so they can thoroughly understand the market. Let's welcome her live and direct from Mansfield, Texas, Dee Davey of Davey Guzman Realty. Dee, welcome to the show. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Ah, you're very, very welcome. What inspired you initially to want to get into the real estate world and help people find those dream homes and other properties?
Well, it's a process. You do have to get your license in the state of Texas or whatever state you're in. You must have a license for that state. It takes about maybe 6 months of getting 180 hours in Texas. And then you have to get a total of 210 to be a licensed agent to work in the industry. It's not a difficult career to get into. It is a lot of hard work, but we're in a business that's we have a lot of reason to work hard because it is a good business. We help people. We make people happy. Buying your first home is like one of the most thrilling things you can do. It's a terrific career. And so I got into it quite by accident, which is not an unusual thing. I worked for a builder for 5 years. Right when Mansfield was just beginning to flourish, we were about 12 miles from Arlington, which was a larger metropolitan area. And so building the houses in Walnut Creek Valley was a terrific way to start selling homes. It's one of our most premier neighborhoods.
That's amazing. Sounds like a beautiful spot, huh?
It is. We have lovely parks. We've gotten all kinds of awards for our park system, a good governmental system. We're close to everything. We're about 20 minutes from Fort Worth. We're about 40 minutes from Dallas, about 10 minutes from Arlington. Mansfield is a town now of about 85,000 people. So we have been progressively growing since I arrived here in 1976, when there was only 8,000 people. We have excellent hospital facilities, urgent care, very highly rated in that arena, and just a really good place to live. We've got every kind of thing you'd like to shop for, we have here now. Restaurants, we've got hometown restaurants, we've got the big national restaurants, just about anything anybody would want.
That's great. That's fantastic. Tell us, when you created Davy and Gooseman Realty, what was your vision? How did you want to make it different? What was it about it that was sort of in your mission as far as the uniqueness of the way you go about doing what you do?
Well, we intended to be boutique realty. We're an independent. We're not affiliated with any franchise. Bob had been actually in the radio and TV business as a weatherman, and we had known each other for a while, but then I sold his house, and he started thinking it might be interesting to get into real estate. He's pretty much a natural for it anyway. So when we opened the company, we had both been working for RE/MAX. When we opened the company, we wanted to be an area where the agents could learn, give special personal attention when they went out on listing and selling appointments. We wanted to make sure they had the tools they needed to do that. So it's been really good for us. We have a pretty small office. We have 9 agents that are on our roster. So it's turning out to be just what we wanted it to be, and that is a boutique realtor that can offer a lot to the agents.
That's great. That's terrific. And there are uniquenesses to the different ways. You know, there's a lot of other real estate businesses out there, but you have your personal touch, right, that adds to it all.
Yeah, we're very close to our clients. Obviously, agents that are in the business for a long time have developed a good database, and they've stayed in very close contact with their clients. And that's really the key. Plus, that's what's so interesting about the business is you make some incredible friends. We have incredible relationships. The time that we spend with these folks, from the time they purchase a home until maybe the first time they sell a home, all the way up to selling their last home, where they might move into a retirement center, retirement village. It's just very exciting and heartwarming to follow that path and be there with them the whole time.
Now, this question here is pretty obvious, but sometimes, you know, folks might not realize the real impacts. How would you say the pandemic affected the housing market itself?
Well, it was interesting. We still sold houses. Sellers were somewhat reluctant to have us come into the house. We had to, you know, wear gloves and masks and all that, but we still were able to show houses. There was a bit of thinking that the ability to buy a house was going away, so prices did go up during the pandemic. But we finally just filtered out. I don't think Mansfield was hit as hard as some of the other spots were. Probably the more metropolitan areas were hit harder. But we still sold houses. People still enjoyed buying homes and getting into homes. The other unique thing, which this will come as no surprise to anybody, but people working in offices were now being able to work from home. So many of our clients sold their smaller home, moved to a larger home, and that was one of the big things. And we're still in the process of people working at home. It's turned out to be just as effective and just as profitable. So that's what's happening. And in order to be working from home, you have to have more of an office atmosphere. And so that's created a lot of moving up in size.
Mm. Now, Mansfield, as I mentioned in the introduction, that region really seems like such an attractive place for people to live. And also, you know, as far as taxes, they're certainly lower than in other parts of the country, and there's no state income tax, and so there's financial benefits. I know Texas has been one of those places where there's just been some real growth in population and people just coming to make their lives there. What are some things about that particular region where you are, in addition to some of the things I've mentioned, that make it such an attractive place? I mean, wasn't it named one of the best places to live in Texas?
Yeah, we were. Actually, we were one of the 17 best places to live in the United States. And earlier in the, well, like around 2010, 2017, I think, because of our great parks, which I mentioned, we have an outstanding school system. We're close to everything, so it's not like we're isolated. We're in a small town, but very, very close to larger towns. It's an easier lifestyle. People know everybody in town. They make it a point to know everybody in town. We've got a super chamber of commerce. Our city council is very open and willing to give us good feedback and good information. So it's just been a great place to live. And when people come to this area, sometimes they go to Hearst or Southlake, which are a little bit larger towns, and they come to Mansfield, and it's just something that they are attracted to. See, we do something called the Pickle Parade.
Yeah.
Mansfield has one of the largest and probably only place where we make pickles. Best made pickle is all over the country. They're made right here in Texas, and the Dalton family ships them all over the country. So we started about 10, maybe 11 years ago, having a pickle parade, which was very relevant to our town. And it's gotten a lot of notoriety over the years. We have pickle queens and things like that. So it's quite unique.
That's wonderful. It really sounds terrific. That's like a good spot, sweet spot to be in. What would you say as far as, you know, more people renting than owning homes at the moment?
rentals are up. For example, when the prices of homes just went out of sight, I mean, we were paying over list price for the houses. A lot of people were selling their homes, moving into a rental short term, and that created more rentals. But people are renting just because housing prices are so expensive. I don't know how long that will last. We do have a property management division that we have about three, which is small. It's not a huge company for that. But, yeah, people do rent for various reasons. It's less responsibility when you rent because you got somebody that kind of takes care of things. And the price factor, I think, is one of the big things.
That is very, very important. Yeah, absolutely. What are the perks these days that come from ownership of a home, home ownership? In other words, why is it more ideal than even renting? Because I think when you're renting, well, you're pretty much paying off somebody else's mortgage, right?
Exactly. That's exactly the case. Owning your own home is... For years, of course, it's been called the American dream because owning a home is very, very special. You get to do what you want to the house, you know, do things the way you want to do. You can move at your discretion, whereas when you're leasing, sometimes you're told when to move. And then there's the tax benefits. Of owning a home. So it's I think if people said what they really want in the effort to afford a home, they would choose owning a home rather than renting.
Yeah. It's like I said, yeah, you're paying off the owner's mortgage. Home builders, is there a growth in homes being built at this particular time?
We've got a good number. Our building efforts haven't gone down. The builders are still building, and that's always a good sign because if they're building, they're building because they know people are coming to this area. One of the things that I'd like to mention is a lot of people don't realize that the approximate net worth of a homeowner is $194,000, and the approximate net worth of a renter is about $65,000. So there's benefit from just the basis of owning a home. It kind of puts you in a little bit higher level.
Yeah.
And those are just statistics that they'll probably change any date, but it does kind of make you think, okay, if I can own a home, I'm more likely to put more effort into my having things for the home, buying things for the home, building up our savings, that sort of thing.
That's amazing. Yeah. You know, there's always looking to the future too. And what do you see is sort of an outlook for you? I know that you strongly advise individuals that, if you have the funds to buy, do so and not wait for those interest rates or prices to go down, because while you're waiting for interest rates to drop, the prices of homes continue to rise, and that sort of like eliminates that benefit that you think you would get from the lower interest rates, right?
Exactly. People focus on interest rates. When I started in the business, interest rates were 18%, and people were buying houses. They figured out ways to buy the interest rates down so that people could get into homes. If the interest rate drops, you can always You can always refinance at a lower interest rate. But as you just mentioned, you can wait for an interest rate to go from 7 to 4% or 5%. And in that same amount of time, the price of a house may go up $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. And you've wiped out the benefit of having a 5% interest rate. So I don't think people often look at it that way because we're so kind of the mindset that that's too high an interest rate. And yet we will pay 25% on a credit card. We'll pay 30% sometimes on different things that we purchase. So, you know, interest rate is just a relative term.
Right, exactly. And it's so fluid and, you know, it's so up and down. And to get, it's almost like watching the stock market. But if you have your dream home, you have, you know, this home in mind. What do you think, is there any sort of theme or mindset in terms of what people are looking for today? What are some of the top things that people are looking for when they are making a home purchase? Things that maybe are, you know, the traditional things that people have always looked for when buying a home, and maybe some new things, sort of new trends that are developing from your many years of expertise doing this work, from what you've observed?
Well, the neighborhoods have always been top priority. Of course, we want to buy in the very best neighborhood that we can afford to buy in. I think our building process is going a little bit more towards contemporary now, which contemporary was in vogue about in the early 90s. And then we were more traditional. But it looks like there's more contemporary homes being built. I think good neighborhoods, good schools, they feel like they'll have good neighbors. Nobody wants to be really, really close to each other, but it's kind of inevitable when the price of land is so expensive. The houses are going to be fairly close together. I find that people prefer neighborhoods that are not in an HOA, although HOAs certainly have their place in keeping neighborhoods looking nice. But pretty much there hasn't been huge changes in what people want for a neighborhood in the last 45 years I've been in business.
Amazing, right? Yeah, it is. I know a period where people were buying older homes and then renovating them and fixing them up, keeping them. There was this whole time when people were buying homes and then flipping them. Are those things still happening at the speed that they once were?
The flippers are, they're still doing a lot of business, but you have to, and of course people who do this have buckets of money, which helps a lot, but when you're going to flip a home, you've got to buy it at such a price that if you put another $50,000-$60,000 into it, you've got to still be within the price range of the neighborhood. And that's getting to be a little bit more difficult, whereas even 5 years ago, you could buy a home for $250,000. And you could put $50,000-$60,000 into it and sell it for $350,000. Now, you know, you've got to pay a little bit less because you're going to have to put so much into it to bring it up to the neighborhood standards. So I think flipping is always going to be right up there with things that people want to do. And it is a big business. I mean, lots of people...
Yeah.
you know, you're gonna win some, lose some, and everything if you do. But most of the time, they're getting a good return on their money.
One of the things too is you're an accredited buyer representative, a certified residential specialist, and a certified accomplished luxury home specialist. Having those specialties also add to helping with the buying and selling process, right, for your clients?
Absolutely. There's a lot of consulting that goes on as a realtor. You've got to be in a position of trust, and not that those designations make me any greater realtor than anybody else, but they are skills that we learned to be able to consult effectively with our clients. And that's what they expect. That's what we're getting paid for, is not just listing and selling houses, but to be able to consult them. It's not always the right time to sell a house, and we delve into the reasons they want to, and if we can work out what's the best time for them, that's our job. So,
right, exactly, which is really, really important. What are some things you love about doing this work? I'm sure you meet a lot of people, and, you know, as you're doing that and they love what you've been able to do, because, you know, buying a home, there's a lot of emotion and a lot of psychology involved with it. There's a lot of, not just the financial and everything else, but and the work that goes into selecting the home, and is it the right fit, and figuring out finances and all, but there's a lot of emotional connection. And I'm sure some people have been return clients, they've referred, intergenerational, you know, maybe this couple bought something and then now their kids are, or other family members are using you to help them find the perfect home. What are some of the things about all of that that stand out for you that you love about what you do as you help people with such an important purchase, but also just an important time in their lives?
Well, you mentioned emotion, and many times we have to make a real effort to take the emotion out of the sale or the purchase, particularly when people have lived in their homes for 50 years. That's a very, very difficult time for people who have lived there. Their children were born there. So it's like hard to get
out. A spouse may have passed away or something. Yeah.
In our consulting process, we've got to show what other options there are, and that there's a new phase. We're going into a new phase of our lives, and the change will be good. It will be hard for a while, but it will be good. And
right,
that's where those conversations and consulting hours go into. Because
exactly.
So many times we are the first people who may know about a divorce or job transfer, or if somebody just got a bad health diagnosis. And so we got to be there for them with the knowledge they need to offset the emotion that they're having to deal with.
We're speaking with Dee Davey of Davey Guzman Realty. Extraordinary conversation. I encourage you to go to DaveyGuzman.com to learn more. That's DaveyGuzman.com to connect with Dee. Obviously, she's very passionate. She's creative. She's an industry trendsetter. She loves what she does, and she's helped many over a number of decades. Dee, this was a pleasure to have you on the show, and hopefully we'll get a chance to explore more, maybe hear some testimonials and expand more. But thanks so much for sharing this with us, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you.
Well, I certainly did, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Dee. I appreciate it. Dee Davey here of Davey Guzman Realty. a pleasure to have her on the show and a pleasure to have you tuned in as well, everybody, listening all around the world on Close Up Radio Live. Stay tuned. I'll be back in 30 minutes with another incredible guest on Close Up Radio Live for you. Until that time, for the entire team, once again, this is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, join us again on Close Up Radio Live. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.